For the next 3 minutes, we're going to focus on our spiritual blessings we have in Jesus. We're going to use Ephesians 1 as our guide, Ephesians 1, 3, and 4. This passage just focuses on spiritual identity. In Christ, we are significant, we're secure, we're accepted, forgiven, empowered. Let me read these verses and then we'll pray through them. Ephesians 1, 3, and 4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be blameless and holy before him." Because of his great love for us, God has joined us together with Christ. We are united with Christ. This passage reminds us that God the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in our union with Jesus. Spend the next 30 seconds thanking God for your union, your personal relationship with Jesus. Through the work of Jesus, God chose you before the foundation of the world. God said, "You are mine," even before you were born. This means that your relationship with God is based entirely on grace. You did nothing to earn it or deserve the spiritual blessings you have in Jesus. So spend the next 30 seconds thanking God for his grace and confessing to him that you did not earn your salvation. God's gracious work in our lives made us holy and blameless before God. Through Jesus, we were justified, that is, declared not guilty. When Jesus was on the cross, our sins were imputed or credited to Jesus, and in turn, his righteousness was imputed or credited to us. So spend the next 30 seconds thanking Jesus for dying for your sins and giving you his righteousness. Thank Jesus for allowing you to stand blameless before God. Lord Jesus, I love you, and I know you love me. Fill my soul with your presence today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.